You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm joined by Amy. How are you, Amy?
What up? Happy to be here.
We are diving in like right after the show, so we're just going to like get going super fast. The segments that happened on the show this week that you're going to catch up on if you listen to part two. We've got Bobby's wife who recorded him sleeping. It's crazy audio. Amy saw a cardinal and it was a big sign for her and something happened in her life. And I had a man in uniform update. Eddie's package got stolen and there was a lot of drama around it. Lunchbox claims that Abby stole his shirt, totally separate from the package stolen drama. And also Lunchbox may have a music disorder and Eddie is claiming that he's going to go get tested for a kidney donation. Also, we did do blind karaoke. I cannot include it here because podcast copyright, but we did put the full thing up on YouTube for you guys so you can go check that out. But that's what happened on the show this week if you want to catch up in part two. Amy,
hi.
We're going to like just go into some stuff here. So inspired from some listeners, 9-year-old Jasper and Brittany in Tennessee were asking some of our favorites on things. So I just want to talk about random favorites. Your favorite place to shop right now?
Oh, I was literally at before we were recording, because I was trying to, somebody asked me where my shirt was from and I was trying to get the link for them, and it's from quince.com. So I have on this like white and blue striped button down, you know, like a linen shirt. And so I was trying to figure out the link because my friend was like, oh, I want that. And so I'm at quince.com. I feel like I haven't been shopping that much. In fact, I don't feel like I haven't. I know that I haven't been because it was one of those things I decided at the beginning of the year that I wasn't going to shop unless I sold things on Poshmark equivalent to the price of something I wanted to buy.
Oh, that's a big move.
And so it's not one in, one out, because one thing sold on Poshmark might get me, you know, $20 or something, and I might need $60, $80, $100, whatever it is that I'm getting, you know, so I have to add up. And so that's what I've been doing. But Quince is actually a really good place for that, because most items, like look at this. I got distracted when I was looking for the shirt and this like a swimsuit cover up. See this? Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's super
cute. It's like a maxi cover up. But look at the price. It says $148 and it's crossed out and it's $49.90.
White. And it's because a good deal.
Yeah, it's because they're one of the places and they're very transparent. Like you can even scroll down and see like all the like how they pass the savings on to us. Like they cut out the middleman, and so therefore we don't get the markup. I don't know, it's kind of crazy how they do it. I don't know, because you wish like everybody would do it like Quince. Quince.
Okay,
like squints, but Quince.
I like it
and it's cute. I do, full disclosure, this part is not a commercial. In fact, this is like excuse me, of organic cotton, which is the type of maxi dress this is organic. Like you just asked me, I had no idea, and I literally was doing that, and I do spots for them but only because I've tried their stuff and I really like it. Like, I have a cashmere sweater from them. It's navy blue. I wear it to work sometimes. It's so nice. I've never owned anything cashmere before, and it was like $50.
Well, and I've noticed you've been wearing your blue lately, since blue is your power color. You've been wearing a lot of blue.
Navy blue is my power color. And my other colors that I determined because I had my underlying skin tone color palette test thing done. And it has helped me realize what I need to get rid of from my closet, that which makes it easy to throw stuff on Poshmark or donate. And I also filled up a ThredUp box too. Have you ever heard of that?
No, what's ThredUp?
It's like an online consignment. So there's certain requirements, but you put it in a box and mail it off to them, and then they handle everything for you. Like, it's almost like they're handling the quote unquote Poshmark for you, where I have to manage my own Poshmark.
Yeah.
It's like they just do it all. And then whatever they sell, they send you a check. And then if a certain amount of time goes by and it doesn't sell, you have to work out a thing with them if you want them to just donate it for you, or if you want to pay to have it shipped back or whatever. So I learned about ThredUp from George Kamal, who works with Dave Ramsey. Like, he said his wife used ThredUp, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try that out, because there's some stuff that just didn't make sense to put up on Poshmark. Or I guess once I realized that, I was like, oh, this is a lot of work, and I can just throw
Poshmark
this stuff in a box.
So much work.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. ThredUp is something else that's a way to make money. There's also, I did put some clothes. I got to figure out the name. I can't think of it right now. It's spacing, but I think it's over in the Nations here in Nashville. I dropped off some clothes at a consignment shop, because here's the thing. Once I made this pact with myself, it's like I had to get creative, because it's like, well, shoot, if I don't start selling some things and it doesn't just like magically sell on Poshmark. And so I have to get creative. And so some stuff, yeah, I'm just donating. I saw another thing that people do for clothing is like clothes swaps with their friends as like a fun way to save money.
Yeah.
It's just challenged me and stretched me to get creative with my clothes. And I want to fill my closet up with staples that are my power colors, but also with staples that are going to last forever, which is why I like that the Quince like has a affordable cashmere sweater option, because that's never going to go out of style.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're filling up things with stuff that you can wear repeatedly. It's not like, oh, wear it once, it's done.
Right. Which there was a season where I was shopping that way. And I think it was this temporary happiness. And then it got to a point where I'm just like looking at my closet and like, this is overwhelming. And I actually don't feel happy, and I feel wasteful. And I just want to be more strategic. I guess it's what comes with life and maturing.
No, I think it's awesome. Those are some really good ones. You know, some others that these are both like really cool ones. They're actually jewelry ones. So Ring True Company. I have a partnership with them, but I don't make any money off of it. It's just a partnership. Like, I love what they're doing. They're the rings that people always see me wearing, and the bracelets. They employ human trafficking survivors. And so human trafficking survivors make all the jewelry. It allows them a job and a safe place to land.
Oh, I love that. What's the website?
Ring True Company.
Ring True.
Yeah. And what's really cool, though, is they're listeners. And I found out about them because they listened to the show, and they're like, we'd love to do something with you. So that's a cool give back gift. Like, if you want to feel good about getting something and doing something for somebody else. And then my sister just bought me one of these from a company called Follow, FAHLO. She got me a bracelet that's a sloth bracelet. And now I get to track a sloth in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I check, her name's Esmeralda, and I get to check up on her all the time. And another cool give back gift, because it's helping these conservation efforts, because sloths are one of the critically endangered. You can track a penguin or a sea turtle or a polar bear. There's so many crazy things on there. But that company is really cool, and there's an app so you can watch your little animal.
Okay,
wherever.
So cute. So it's ringtrueco.com, and they have bestie bands.
Yeah, and you can wear them with your best friend.
And okay, these are so cute.
We did like
I feel like I want to get one, and I wear one, and my daughter wears one, except for, I don't know the size of these. Are these like?
They're like, here, you could try these on. They're like, they fit pretty normal. They're a little stretchy. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of like slide on, but they kind of act as like fidget rings. I like to kind of mess with them too.
Oh, that's really cute. I want to get one for my daughter.
I did a
Ring True. Dang, does this count? This isn't for my closet, so
nope.
This counts. I don't have to sell anything to buy it. Also,
it's
giving back. So.
Exactly. It's a give back gift. Yeah. I did like a Strength by Morgan bracelet with them too, which was also really cool.
Where is it?
It's on the bracelet side. So there's rings, there's bracelets. They have a few different things on there, but
well,
yeah. So cool gifts to like give back. This helps in your theory of like trying to do things a little bit more sustainably.
Uh-huh.
So you can feel good about both of those.
I did not know you did this. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you post about it? I missed it.
I posted on my story. So it's okay. Like those only stay up for 24 hours.
Okay. So there's Strength by Morgan. Wow. Okay. There's multiple.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's Jasper.
And I did like my favorite colors, blue and purple.
Teal, jade, stone.
Yeah, they did an, like they did
mermaid.
Another version too. Yeah,
cute.
Okay. So just like ways that you can help feel good about and like get your friend something or something for you. But yeah, all in that same theory of what you're working with. Okay, favorite book. I don't have one. I'll admit, I really don't read books. You can do ever. You can do recently. I'm really bad about reading. It gives me headaches. When
right now I'm reading We Were the Lucky Ones, which has already been made into a Hulu special. And I saw Mike D's wife, Kelsey, post about it. She said it was such a good book. She couldn't put it down. And I'm on a World War II kick. And it's...
Because of Masters of the Air? Because so good.
Well, because and lots of other things. I've just been watching a lot of World War II type things. And so I'll go with that since that's my current read. We Were the Lucky Ones. And I want to finish the book and then start the Hulu series.
Who's it by, the book?
I don't know. I have to look it up. Hold on.
Okay.
It's just, I literally, Kelsey posted about it and I trust her. And so We Were the Lucky Ones. Let me see.
I didn't think I had heard about that one. That's why.
Well, of course, now it just pulls up the TV show, but I'll look up the book if you don't have a book.
No. No. I wish I mean, I have a favorite book of all time. It's The World is Blank, A Book About Hope by Mark Manson. It's a really good one. But I genuinely just am not a big reader. They give me headaches. I wish I could.
Georgia Hunter.
Oh, nice. Is it fictional?
Yes, it's fiction.
Got it.
But, you know, it's believable because it's likely what people, families, some love stories, like that's probably some of it's what really was what it was like for people.
Yeah. So, did you watch The New Look also on Apple TV Plus?
Because some of it.
That's World War II.
Yeah.
And really interesting because that's based on a true story also.
Right. I have not finished that, but thank you for the reminder. I feel like we talked about it last time maybe it was on here, and there's just so many things to get wrapped up
in. It goes all along with the fashion.
Yeah. But I did like that show, so I'm thankful for the reminder.
Yeah. Okay, so favorite item you're using right now.
Oh, I just got some Dibs makeup in the mail, and I don't know who sent it to me. Like, literally can't figure it out.
Did it come to the studio?
No. And that's what I was trying to find out. I was like, wait, was this in a box that was dropped off at the studio? Because Morgan cleaned out all of our mail and I got a bunch of boxes. But no, it was sent to my mail. I have a mailbox at the UPS store.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Just so that stuff's not mailed to my house.
That makes sense.
And
that's probably safer than what I do.
So I'm like, because it's not a PO box. It's like their address and then you put, it's like UPS store, blah, 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 number 229 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's my number. So stuff will get sent there. And this Dibs was sent there. And Jackie, who works with us, she talked about Dibs on my podcast over Christmas about how much she loved it. But it stands for like desert island beauty. Like if you could only take one item to the desert island, like what would it be? And so she's created the founder. What she's done is she's created like dual sticks. So on one end, it's like contour, on the other end, it's blush. And you just need that one stick and you'll get two products. And so if you were to only take that one item,
yeah,
you get more bang for your buck.
That's a cool concept. Wait.
It's so.
Wait, co-founder the one that's married to? She looks a lot like the wife of Kevin Jonas.
I know she's from Austin, but
I don't know why. And the picture that is at least posted online, it
says
looks like she is.
Here, it's co-founded by Courtney Shields and the CEO is Jeff Lee, but I believe, yeah, they're from Austin.
Okay, yeah. So not Kevin Jones' wife, but in that picture on the website, it definitely looked like her a little bit. It threw me off.
Mm-hmm. Which would make sense because I think, isn't she working, is she like,
I think she's also in beauty and stuff.
Yeah. So, it says here, yeah, I just went to their website, an Austin original. We are based in Courtney's hometown of Austin, Texas. And I don't know who sent it to me, but I just placed an order for two other things.
So now you're addicted?
Well, that doesn't count as clothes, by the way. But I loved the stuff so much, but I think it's a little bit a shade off for my color palette.
Okay, got
it. So I went online and got what I think it would be a better shade for me based on now that I know my color palette, which is Cool Summer. And I'm so excited to get it in the mail.
Okay, but you'll like, have to keep me updated.
It's like goes on so smooth, and they have these great brushes that like blend everything in. I don't know, it's genius.
Well, shout out to your secret admirer that sent you dibs.
Yeah, love it.
That's a good product. Okay. Somebody did ask me if it was worth the Dyson Airwrap, and I'm obsessed with it. But I don't know that it's worth it.
It is so expensive.
Yeah, and this is what I'll say. Is I think it's worth it if you can treat yourself and like you're in that place and you feel good about buying it.
I would not go into debt for it.
No.
I wouldn't. Nope.
And
nope,
if
nope.
like, I think this person who asked if they're like, they're on a budget. And if you are, I don't think it's worth that. I think it's really awesome and it does eliminate some time and it gives you a lot of volume and gives you this kind of cool look to your hair. But I don't know that it's worth it.
But you can work towards saving it. Like, I just wouldn't be like, oh, okay, I'll get it and pay it off in a few months. No.
Yeah. No, if you can't pay for it outright and it's like a treat for yourself, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great enough for that. So.
Yeah.
But I do love it. It does give me some like crazy Dolly Parton hair. And every time I do it and I go out in public, I get at least one compliment from a stranger. It's like, your hair is amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's just volume. Everybody loves volume.
I just chopped all my hair off, so.
You did. It looks really good.
Thanks.
You tell me you needed a change.
I needed a change. Yeah. And I'm like trying to put it back in a little ponytail. Look how small my ponytail nub is.
It's like a little nub. Yeah.
Looks like a little, my Rottweiler Josie.
Yeah.
Who I had for a long time. She had a little nub tail. And
I love nub tail.
This reminds me of like my little nub tail.
It's cute though. Thanks. I like it. And it's summer. It's a great fresh cut for summer. It's about to be hot out.
It feels refreshing.
So, and the dupe perfume of the perfume that you bought me, what is it called?
Le Labo.
And I loved it. But after I used all of yours, you got it for me for my 30th birthday. And after I used it all, I was like, oh, I really want this. Went online and saw, this is like one of those where I was like, okay, I can't justify like $200 on a bigger bottle. And so I found a dupe of it and it's been amazing. It smells just like it and it's $20.
Yeah, it's Target, right? Did you say that?
Yeah, you can find that at Target. I bought it on Amazon. I think it's pronounced Cremo. I think it's technically like a male's perfume, but I think Le Labo is kind of like that too, where it's unisex.
Yeah, a lot of Le Labo stuff is like masculine.
Both. Yeah, but I still love the smell of it. Hold on, I got to find it. But it, it was only $25. I was like, and it was a huge bottle. And I was like, this is amazing. So...
Yeah, there's a lot of good perfume dupes out there.
See, I really appreciate if there is something, like say this person really wants the Dyson Airwrap, I do think there's dupes of the Dyson Airwrap and you can get something.
I know.
Like
I
that.
Think the technology about the Dyson is that it's less damaging to your hair and stuff like that. And like technology like that is expensive. So that's where it's like sometimes the cheaper stuff.
I know.
Which I have.
Where is it?
The Dyson stuff and the cheaper stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm just learning. I try to minimize
on quality.
Yeah, but one of my favorite tools is a cheap tool from Amazon, that mermaid thing, the like three prong whatever,
the crimp kind of.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is my favorite tool at the moment, but I have no idea the damage is doing my hair.
I know, it's hard. It's so hard. I will say though, there were people who wrote me about the Shark one, and the Shark is significantly more or less expensive. I think you could go with a Shark and not have to do the Dyson Airwrap. People did love it. So this, the perfume that's a dupe of Le Labo is Cremo. It's by Palo Santo. And I got it on Amazon for $23 versus $240. What'd you say?
It's by Palo Santo's the brand?
Yeah.
Because I feel, okay.
Yeah. Cremo, Palo Santo. It even looks fancy. Cremo. So.
Okay.
The more you know, those are the products we are and things we're loving right now. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And we got some more to talk about.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, so I've been really proud of myself, like really ever since I bought a home, but just doing stuff at home in the work, and I bet you can relate to this now, especially in this like new season of your life. But over the weekend, I planted 2 new trees, and these were 15-gallon trees that I loaded up in my Jeep by myself, got home, and planted them all myself. I will admit, man in uniform did help me take them to the backyard, but I wouldn't let him help me do the rest because I'm still learning to accept help. But I was really proud that I got all that done, and my garden and everything looks so amazing right now.
It feels good.
I feel really proud.
When you do it yourself, I agree. I loaded up barrels of pine needles, went to Home Depot, loaded them up. I mean, I had to like squish them in my car because these barrels are so big, and I bought 4. You prepay at the register.
Yeah.
And then you drive around to this truck that
has
like,
them all.
Like an 18-wheeler, like the, it's like, but without the part of the truck that drives. Like, what do they call that?
The big box.
Yes, the big box thing. So they're all filled up inside. And then I get around and he pulled out 4. And I'm like, shoot, I do not think that's going to fit. But I'd already paid for it. And I didn't want to make 2 trips.
Yep.
So I squished it all in my car. But it broke a bunch of the, it like squished everything. And so the back of my car is such a mess. But I scattered it all by myself. And I got to say, it just feels really, really good.
It's really exhausting while it's happening. You're like, dang. You know, I could use help, but I think once it's over, you kind of sit there and you just feel really proud of yourself.
Yep.
Have you been having a lot of that in this kind of season of life right now?
Yeah, I've been having a lot where I have to figure it out, especially now that I might sell my house, which we'll touch on. I guess we're going to talk about the bird, or we just played the clip from the bird.
It'll be in the bit, so you can talk, because I actually do have a question follow up about it, so you can totally bring it up.
Okay, so this is, okay, where do I start? I'm trying to make it like really concise because it's like meh. When we first got divorced, I probably should have sold the house then because that just would have been easier to like sell it and split it. but then I decided, well, I want to keep it for the kids, which I think was the right move as well. But I think the kids would have adjusted fine. They've acclimated really well. And I'm not just saying that, but I think Ben and I have been proactive at working really hard at making it an easy transition for the kids. And here we are a year later, and I still live in the home, and I'm finally ready to sell it. And I have such peace about it. And it was when I went to randomly look at an open house. Like, I've just been sort of thinking about selling my house for this entire year, but no part of me felt good about it. Like, it just seemed overwhelming and daunting. And like, I'll just stay here for 3 to 4 years or when the kids are older, and then I'll sell it. But really the best move is for me to sell it. And randomly this house down the street from me went up for like an open house. So I called Caitlin, because we were already talking about maybe going on a walk or something. I don't know. And I just said, hey, how about instead we just pop on over to this open house? She was like, great. I love that. So she went with me. And when we went into the backyard, first thing I see, and there's lots of trees, and there's this tiny little red cardinal. It's not like, you know, it wasn't easy to spot this bird. And I saw it instantly, and it stayed there for a very, very, very long time. And it was an open house. There was tons of people. So even this little kid like ran out and was like screaming in the backyard. And I'm like, don't fly away, mom. Don't go. And the bird just stayed put. Like, it wasn't phased. And normally birds fly away when there's noise or somebody running towards it. So something just came over me, like this weird, I don't want to call it weird, but this unexplainable peace. I guess a piece that surpasses all understanding is the only way that I can put it, about I'm moving. I know that I'm moving. I'm putting my house on the market and I am moving. So it wasn't that I saw my mom, the bird, the cardinal, and thought, oh, I'm buying this house,
yeah,
which I may, but my ducks aren't really in a row necessarily to buy this house at this moment. They may want a faster buyer. Like, I literally had nothing done at my house or nothing ready to be on the market. I just randomly went to this open house. But what the bird showed me was that I'm putting my house on the market. So I've got a punch list. Like, I took a bunch of pictures down during the divorce. So there's a lot of holes in the wall. And so I need to have those filled in. I need to have the walls painted. My dog has scratched like the back door. There's some light fixtures that are broken that need to be replaced. Just little punch list things that if you want to list your house on the market, you make it more desirable by investing just tiny things to fix it up, which paint, my realtor was like, paint will do wonders. And so there's some places I need to freshen some things up. But now, I mean, I'm actively pursuing that punch list and going to put my house on the market because I saw the bird.
See, I think...
But it's not just because I saw the bird. No, the bird gave me peace that came over me, and like this voice that was like, it is time. Your kids are fine. Everyone is going to be okay. And selling the house will be so much better for you. It's going to be less stress, because I bought this house as a married person. It is a home that I feel like would be very helpful if I had a partner to help take care of. It's a lot for me.
Yeah.
And so I want to downsize.
No, I totally understand. Even when you were talking about it on the show and talking about it now, I think it being coupled with that feeling that you got is what makes it even that much more emotional for you, because that feeling, you can't make that up.
No.
Like, you can't sit there and be like, yes, I saw a cardinal. And I get it. We talk about the birds a lot, and I understand that is 100% a thing that a lot of people have experienced. But when you couple that with that feeling that you experienced, there is not anything. There's no science. There is no anything in this world that is going to make that make sense to anybody else. But you felt it. And that's all that matters. You felt that feeling,
and I heard those words.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
you felt that way afterwards.
What I'm going to do. Maybe it will be that house. That would be awesome. It ended up being a lot better in person when we went to see it. But also, maybe it's just that's what I needed to do in that day to realize and have the affirmation, the confirmation, the peace that, like, okay, I'm listing my home.
Do you feel like, too, it could have provided some closure in a way? Like, that feeling that you got that kind of came over you was almost like closure.
Yeah, like, this is okay to let go of this house. And to circle back to the original point of bringing this up, I've never owned a home just me or sold a home just me. Mm-hmm. My first home that I ever owned was 6 months after we got married. We bought our first house. And we've moved multiple times, but Ben always handled all the paperwork and the moves. And yeah, you have experts, realtors, people that know, they know what they're doing. So they handle most of it, but still it's a lot of phone calls, even the punch list, trying to figure out, the paint, the door, how am I going to fix this? Yard is a big thing, presentation when people are coming by, having everything looking good. And so, I'm having to learn a lot. It's like a new, a new thing that I probably took for granted that Ben did so much of that when we moved. He definitely did the lion's share. And so I'm grateful.
But how cool that, but
I can do it. Yes,
not
I am
that
capable.
You went through your divorce, but how cool that you get to experience that in a new season of your life, that you get to have this, that you didn't have it before, but now you do.
And that I understand all the numbers involved, because a year ago, I didn't even know how to log into my checking account. And because that's just something I chose to not be a part of. It's not like, Ben was like, I'm going to take care of this. No, he actually probably would have appreciated more of a partner in that. But from day one of our marriage, I just was like, nope, I'm not good with money. I don't want anything to do with it. So that's on you. And now I can log in and I can look at the numbers and I can see how much a house is going for and understand the interest rate. And then I can look at what mine would sell for. And I can make a decision of like, if we do this and I downsize, this can go towards this. And like all the numbers, I have access to them. I can log in. It all makes sense. I know I'm making a smart, empowering, wise decision that for some it might look like, or maybe it's just me in my head, but the downsize may look like a little, like a step backwards in a way. But for me, it's such a step forward.
It's a huge step forward because you're going to be saving money. You're going to be saving time, energy.
Yes.
Like it's a step forward, even if it feels like it's smaller.
Yes. Which I don't, size of anything doesn't ever matter to me. In fact, the house that we're in has always been a bit much for me. I only bought it because it was the house that was for sale closest to my dad. And we were in the middle of a pandemic and I needed to be next to my dad's assisted living place. So it was close to that. And that sort of just worked out. But I've always lived in a more quaint house. I always lived in East Nashville. Even when we lived in North Carolina, we lived downtown in homes that were like 1930s. Like I like a quaint feel. And, Ben, I told Ben that I was going to be putting the house on the market and he was really proud of me as well. And the house he moved into is a little more quaint than ours. And he told me, when I told him the square footage of the house I'm looking at now, he goes, honestly, I got to say, you're going to love it. He's like, I like having the kids kind of closer. It forces more, creates more opportunities for
interaction.
Yeah. And so, and not that we have this like crazy, size of houses is all relative, right? Because, someone else might be like, this kind of house is big and that kind of house is big. Who knows? But for us, this was a bigger house, the one we've been in the last few years, especially what we came from in East Nashville. And so I'm excited to go back to quaint because I want to create more closeness with the kids. It's not like I have that much longer with them, but it is empowering. And I'm going to fix some of the stuff myself.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
It's great. See, hey, look at us. Just two ladies taking care of their homes.
That's right.
Who are we?
I don't know.
Okay. I did want to ask really quick before we dive into like a break and the rest of this. There was a listener that wanted to know, how did you first discover that your parents were the Birds? Like, how did that start?
Well, because my mom died in 2014 at my sister's house. We did hospice care there. And we did like this makeshift hospice room in my sister's master bedroom. And right outside my sister's master was, we don't say master anymore. Primary.
Okay.
That's the PC.
Man in uniform actually just told me this. Why? What changed?
Master implies that you are, it's the master's room because there's slaves.
I didn't even know that that's what that came from.
I think we were just so used to calling it that. Yeah, it just was like, that makes sense. But when you, for certain parts of the country, if you look at the origin of it and the root, then
I did not know it had that background.
That is why now, so that is
interesting.
Slip up there for me, but I know now it's the primary room. And outside of my sister's primary room, there's this beautiful tree. And it was early in the morning, the sun was coming up. It was just like, I don't know, it couldn't have looked more beautiful outside. And felt more beautiful. It was like this beautiful Texas fall morning. And after she passed away, there just was this red cardinal. And my sister's like, I don't really see cardinals in my yard. And voila, this red cardinal appeared in the tree. And so we both were like, wow, that's mom. And it's often been said that cardinals represent that. Mm-hmm. So it was ironic. So that's why we thought that. And we've just rolled with it. And it's been very special. And then my dad died in 2021. And it was probably 2020. I got obsessed with birds, my bird feeder and puzzles. And I would sit in my kitchen counter.
The bird bingo?
Bird bingo. I would just sit there for hours with coffee. I do puzzles. I mean, people could join me, but I also could just sit there myself. I would wake up and go to my puzzle table. Before I went to bed, I would go to my puzzle table. I think I had a birthday party that year and we just worked on my puzzle. Like, it was interesting. I later learned it was part of my depression. I was like, what? How could this be depression? But I learned how it shows up in different ways. Depression is not just being in your bedroom with the curtains drawn, you know? Like, I was functioning as a depressed person.
Well, depression and grief, don't, you know?
Yeah. Well, there was grieving other things that were happening. My dad hadn't died yet, but I had other things that the puzzle was definitely helping me just in the birds. It was distracting me from certain things in life. And then when my dad died, and because I had been playing bird bingo and I had a bird chart of like popular birds in North Carolina, I know for a fact a blue jay, at least when my eyeballs had been on my backyard, I had not had a blue jay visit my feeder. And then my dad died. And the next day, because we got home, it may have been that day or the next day, because my dad passed away at the hospital. And then we all got home. And I had a blue jay. It visited my feeder. It was crazy. And I was like, well, there you have it. I finally got a blue jay and this must be my dad. And my dad had blue eyes. And so it just makes sense. And for me, who knows if it's really them, but it just really warms my heart when a red cardinal or a brown one, doesn't matter. My mom's either. When a cardinal and a blue jay show up to my feeder together.
I think
I'm like, they're special on a little date.
And if this helps you feel close to them, why does it matter?
Yeah. Haters.
Yeah. I think it's great. Okay, well, thanks for sharing.
So that's the origin of the blue jay.
Did you at least feel safe in sharing that here?
Yeah, okay, I don't mind. I probably, before I lost my parents, would have been like, okay, this is stupid. But
it's not stupid, though, because it
it
allows you to feel connected to them. And I think anything that allows you to feel connected to something or someone that is no longer here, you do it.
Exactly.
So rock on.
Thank you.
Am I allowed to say that there? Okay, we'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be,
Head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime BeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
All right, so talking TV shows, I've been on like a crazy crime TV show kick lately, watching like Tracker and So Help Me Todd on Paramount Plus. And then I started White Collar on Netflix, which is an older show. Have you ever watched White Collar?
I watched it, yeah.
Did you watch like all of it or just some of the seasons?
Yeah, I think Ben and I watched it. I feel like I watched it all.
It's really good. I know it's older, so I know it's not like a brand new show or anything, but I've been addicted to it. I think I'm on season 3 now. That's how good it is. So
yeah, White Collar. I recommend that.
In like, yeah, I'm just in a very crime show type kick. Not CSI type style. They're all pretty like tame and they have comedy in them. I like comedy.
White Collar is on Netflix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It got added on there. I think it was a situation like Suits, where Suits got added and a lot of people started seeing it there. I think White Collar was similar.
Suits is another good one.
It's so good. Another crime kind of type show, lawyers. Mm-hmm. I love those. We also both watched, if you have any things that you want to recommend too, let me know. But I know we both watched Quiet on Set.
Oh, yeah.
Wild on Max.
Yeah.
All about the Nickelodeon stuff. And I think if you grew up watching Nickelodeon, you should watch it. It will give you a different perspective on your childhood shows.
Yeah. And then also I watched that with Stashira because she was really interested. And I questioned whether or not I should do that. But again, she's almost 17. And it was a good conversation starter with her on certain things because I was able to point out, hey, do you see what they're explaining right here? This is literally the definition of grooming. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me. She's like, I know what grooming is, Mom. And I'm like, okay, fine. But either way, she's watching and she's paying attention because... Like I said, but look at this. This is not just the child that was getting groomed. They were grooming the parents and building wedges between people. Like it was a very drawn out, manipulative, calculated situation that took a lot of time and patience for the predator. And so sometimes it's happening and you don't even realize that it's happening. And it's happening to not just children, but adults too. So, you know, I think it's just important to understand how quickly it can happen and how someone can just build the trust to where then you're not paying attention to major red flags.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought up just some good conversations with us. So, I mean, definitely know your children if you want them to watch it because it's heavy stuff, but it could bring up some good conversation.
Yeah. And Stashira, I feel like too, is a big dreamer and she's an entrepreneur and she's going to have a lot
She's wanted to act and do all that. And like, good thing I didn't let you do that, start that at a young, young age. If you want to do it when you're older, go for it. But
I know now I look at all the really protective parents who are very helicopter of their, like their Hollywood kids. I'm like, you know, bravo to you because that probably wasn't easy in the space that this was all happening.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy. That's another one to watch. Any others that you want to add to the list?
Gosh, I watched that the latest and then I'm working my way through Manhunt right now on Apple Plus, which is about, the shooting of Abraham Lincoln, but it's following Booth.
Is it fictional just based on?
No.
Or is it?
I mean, I'm sure they had to take some, I mean, it's a scripted show based on history.
So fictional based on a true story, like with actors.
Right. Cause they definitely had to take some liberties with who knows certain interactions and they're acting it out. But I feel like this is another one of those shows where I'm like, I wish this is how we learn things in school.
Yeah. Make it a little bit easier on us. Mm-hmm.
Masters of the Air.
Gosh, that one was so good.
Manhunt. Yeah, just so much easier learning about World War II.
I'm making Man. I'm watching Master of the Year for a second time. I'm making Man in Uniform watch it because I loved it that much.
Mm.
So that's happening. Any update on your dating situations? That was a hot topic. Or anything you want to share or not share? That's also an option. Before we jump out of here.
No, I don't think I have any update. That's the update. I think, didn't I show you some pictures of some people that were showing up on my Hinge?
I'm not sharing anything. It's all on you if you want to share.
I know, but didn't
it.
I show yeah, you pictures? Did. It's very unfortunate. I don't know. I'm like, what? Are they really posting these pictures? Yeah. I just don't know what.
There's a lot of frogs out in the world.
Well, I don't know. Or a it's lot not of even like that I they're say, frogs. It's their picture, like their how they are presenting themselves and things they say.
Well,
I'm
frogs
like,
just means in general that it's not your prince. Like, oh, okay. A lot of frogs. Gotcha. Not that they okay. look like a frog. Or
yeah, because one guy was actually really cute, but I could not get over some of the pictures he posted. Which that's not me being particular. I know. I can tell if you're gonna if you think it's okay to post stuff like that. It's just weird, and I'm like not. Interested.
I will tell you, when I started really focusing on the app profiles, that really changed the type of guys that I was dating. I really started honing in and not allowing just certain things to come through. Even prompts, the way they would answer prompts. If there wasn't a lot of effort in the prompts, I was like, we're not doing this.
Oh, well, shoot. I didn't put a lot of effort in my prompts.
So guys
might be like, she doesn't care.
I did revamp mine first before I started like going after theirs. I revamped mine to be pretty like serious, still a little bit like hint of flirty, but pretty serious. Like I'm looking for something serious. I want something out of this. And then I made sure all the matches that I was getting were very intentional. Like they were intentional about their props, intentional about the pictures they chose, all of it.
I'm not going to talk about this stuff on the main show, but yet, I guess, but I did go, I'll talk about a date I did go on where it was interesting. Like he was honest and open with me about how he's like, his experiences haven't been that great with women on the app, similar to sort of what I'm experiencing. He had similar stories. And he's just like, yeah, it's rough out here. I'm like, hey, I can appreciate that. And I actually really do like this person a lot. And I don't think it's my person.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
He, you know, he's one that definitely could be. It's not like one of the ones where it's, I just think.
Not the mirror selfies and shirtless pics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like, here's a pic of my back muscles. I don't
that understand. One was also strange.
I mean, he was so cute until that moment. I'm like, why? Why? And then he chose to put it under the, like they have prompts for the photos. And it said something like, caption this.
Yeah. Like, tell like, me what you'd say about
stop,
this.
Because you're just begging for someone to be like, oh, I love your back.
I love the back muscles.
Or
I could never.
I should caption it. But then if you caption, that means you're sort of matching.
It is.
If you choose to comment and you're interacting on Hinge, then that means they think you like them.
You know, one time I was truly savage when I had matched with a guy on Hinge and he had like texted me, but he started sending me like Snapchat type photos.
I don't know what that means.
Like
selfie, like picture. Because my kids have done Snapchat before, or my daughter at least, and they just send pictures of their forehead in the ceiling, and they're like, "What up?"
No, it was like like he'd be like laying in bed or different things.
No,
literally just stopped responding, and he saw me out, and he goes, "Hey, we matched on," and I was like, and he was like, "But you stopped talking to me."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Well, you probably did something," and he goes, "No, I didn't," and I go, "Can you remind me your name?" And he did. And Amy, I'm not kidding you. I couldn't contain it. I said, well, sir, you were sending me very weird photos and that's just not for me. And I walked away. Like, I wasn't trying to ghost you, but why are you trying to send me like Snapchat weird in your bed photos? We haven't even met each other.
Yeah.
This was the moment we were meeting.
That's why.
So I get it. Sometimes you just gotta be a little savage though too and just kind of throw it back at him. And maybe at least it helps him with the next girl.
No. Well, I mean, I guess if I ran into him, maybe, but I haven't had that interaction. I'm not going to be savage online for no reason. I'm just going to exit out. Bye.
You can do that too. But if you get, you know, if you end up in person with somebody,
but also,
there's a pro tip.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm busy, you know?
Yeah.
That time is true. For this. I mean, I don't want to be
you also don't
alone
have
forever,
to.
But I'm okay being alone right now.
That's okay
quite
too.
Honestly.
You got a lot of exciting things happening and you're in a fun new season of your life that you've never gotten to be in before.
Yeah. Like I'm going to be painting and fixing lights.
Well, when you put it that way, not quite sure. All right, y'all. We will see you guys later. Amy, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
At Radio Amy. And you can listen to me on Four Things with Amy Brown, wherever you listen to podcasts. I do a bonus episode every Tuesday. It's called The Fifth Thing with my friend Kat, that's a therapist. And that's always fun for me, at least. And then Thursday episodes are more interview style or sometimes just me talking. I haven't done many solo episodes recently, but I did just have a thought. I need to probably start doing a few more solo episodes because I used to do those back in the day. But now I've just been doing interviews. So yeah, Four Things
bring
with Amy
it back.
Brown.
And solo Amy Brown. Bring it back.
At Radio Amy on socials. Yep.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend. Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.